Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. This week we are going to discuss the relationship between the abstract and the concrete. The lesson is titled, The Ladder of Abstraction, but that is really only part of the study. You may wonder what I am speaking of, so let me quickly explain and illustrate some terms. The abstract is our ideal, the point on the horizon that God would call us to. The concrete is specific, applied action. An abstract truth of Scripture would be to love your neighbor, a powerful but general directive from God. A concrete application of this truth would be, I helped my neighbor John fix his roof in the middle of yesterday's rainstorm. One of the most well-known abstract truths in the Bible is what we refer to as the Golden Rule. Matthew 7:12, Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Most of us are familiar with the first part of this verse, but the last phrase communicates a very powerful truth that we don't want to miss. For this is the law and the prophets. This phrase connects the abstract with the concrete. Jesus was saying that the teaching in the law and the prophets was the working out of this simple abstract truth, that all the laws and regulations in Leviticus, for instance, are based on the Golden Rule. Here is one example. Leviticus 19:10. Don't pick all the grapes in your vineyards, and don't pick up the grapes that fall to the ground. You must leave those things for poor people and for people traveling through your country. I am the Lord your God. If we want to understand the Old Testament, then we need to see in it the expression of God's love. Look at this powerful picture we are given of God's love as He tells His people to leave some of the grapes for the poor and the travelers. God's design and purpose in His Word is to lovingly care for His people, both in ancient times and now. In observing this truth, the Israelite farmer would not only express his care for the poor and his love for God, but he would actually become the physical representation of the love of God. Amen and amen. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.